Jesse, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, that disabled veteran raffle that they had when I turned around at one, that $50 gift certificate, it finally went down to Howard's and cashed in on it, plus another another $50 in steaks. But I turned around and got a meat that I used to get from Howard's years ago, and I hadn't had it in probably like 10, 11, 12, 13 years easily. It's a Korean, they're marinated Korean ribs. Oh, boy, them things are so damn good. I ended up getting $50. Well, actually, I told them $50 worth, but it came out to $62. So, yeah, those things are excellent.
That sounds amazing.
If you ever go down there and get them, they're $11.99 a pound, and they're sliced real thin. And what it is, it's the ribs. The ribs are cut to where you have the ring of the bones in every slice. And you turn around and put them on the Traeger. Holy moly. I mean, just with the marinade that they use on them, and the smoking with, well, I smoked it with hickory. Holy moly, those things are good. Man, I tell you, they're just excellent.
They definitely sound absolutely amazing. And whenever I have some extra money, I'm going to have to go get them and try them out.
Yeah, well, next time I see you, I got to bring an ice chest over anyway from the elk trip. And I just got the trailer back today. I just got it in, and Daryl actually was here, and he helped me turn around and get it nestled into its spot there at the front of the house. So, and the only reason why I was going to bring your chest over last week, but I figured, well, I don't have his radio. I don't. He got some other stuff that was in the trailer. I never found your cup, though.
That's fine. I'm not too worried about the cup.
Well, if I find it, you know you'll get it. But anyway, so, yeah, I got the trailer back, so now I've got pretty much everything I can take a swing by, and I don't know how many pounds I got. I got like 4 or 5 pounds of it, and 3 of them were enough to fill me, so I'll turn around. I haven't got them vacuum packed and frozen or chamber vacuumed. I haven't got them done yet, so I'll put you one together. Let you try them.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'll have to hook you up with a batch or a package of the smoked ham hocks and beans of the last batch I made. Came out delicious.
Oh, there you go. That works. I actually sold some of the last batch that we did. I got another guy, Alan, that's getting rid of his 4 Patriots BS with the bioengineered food products. And he turned around and bought like $65 the other day worth of freeze-dried foods.